personal power. Anthony Robbins will also tell you about his own remarkable life story, how he developed his concept of personal power, and how you can use NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming, as a tool to take charge of your life. Tony Robbins, getting a room full of people to walk across 2,000 degree coals is a pretty unusual way to teach a seminar. Tell us, why do you do that?
One of the first things I want to make clear is that the Firewalk seminar, Fear into Power, the Firewalk Experience, is not designed to teach somebody to walk on fire. That's not the purpose of it. If it was, we would build a fire, and 5 minutes later, I'd take everybody out to walk. The only difference between someone being able to walk on fire and someone not being able to walk on fire is getting themselves to change their belief systems about what they're capable of doing, of what is possible for their life. So we use the Firewalk simply as a metaphor. The purpose of the seminar is to teach people a set of very specific skills about how they can break through fears and limitations. Because it's my personal belief that no matter what you want to accomplish or achieve in your life, part of what keeps you from attempting to do those things or really developing a strategy is your own fears. Fear of failure, fear of success, fear of rejection, fear of pain, fear of the unknown. And what we do in the seminar is teach people specific skills on how to break through that and develop their own personal power.
And now, let's join that seminar. Here's Anthony Robbins.
This is a communication seminar. Ah, tricked you. If I would have said, this is a communication seminar, how many of you would have shown up? Yeah, that's what I was afraid of, two. Two instead of 300, okay. The reason it's a communication seminar is because I believe that communication is the key to your life. In fact, you might want to start your notes with the following phrase. This is what the seminar is all about. Write down, the quality of my life is the quality of my communication. The quality of my life is the quality of my personal communication. Here's what I mean by this. In order to have any experience in life and know whether it's good or bad, you have to communicate with who? Yourself. See, the quality of your life is how you communicate to yourself. How many of you ever had a relationship where somebody maybe left you? Anybody had that experience? Anybody here? Now, when that person leaves, you have several ways to communicate to yourself. The quality of your experience will be determined how you communicate about that situation. You might say, I'm not good enough, so they left me. Or you might say, thank God they left, so they made room for somebody who's right for me. It all depends on the way you communicate to yourself. That'll determine how you feel, how you act, how you behave in your future. So to me, the quality of your life is the quality of your communication, number one, with whom?
Yourself.
And number two, with others. Communication with others is what we all want. We want a sense of connectedness. See, how many of you here would really like to make a major difference in the world? Can I see a show of hands? Okay. How many of you would like to lie on the beach and get tan? Does that cause a problem sometimes, right? Like, is part of you here working to make a difference in the world, the other part is going, no, I want a tan, right? And you've got this pull in between, right? And it doesn't really assist. How many of you out there would like to be totally financially independent? Can I see a show of hands? How many of you also feel like sometimes, in order to do that, it seemed like it took away from your sense of appreciation of others or your spirituality? Anybody have that experience ever? See? But do you have to give both those up? No, you can learn how to integrate them. You can have the best of both worlds. How many of you would love to have a totally one-on-one, committed relationship with someone, totally focused, monogamous? How many would like to have something like that? Great. How many of you get attracted to all kinds of people? Okay. Does this create a problem? What's it called? Inner civil war, right? And what we want to do is show you how to resolve that, because that's where the power is. The power comes when you know how to integrate yourself. So congruency is our goal tonight. And the way in which we're going to help you to become congruent is we're going to share with you some experience, some background on myself, some ideas on NLP, some ideas on personal power. And as we work on that, the portion that you'll be getting of my communication consciously will be the ideas of personal power, my background. That is, if you looked at human communication, you'll find out that only 7% of human communication is words. Only 7% is words. See, when someone's talking to you, that's the smallest part, what they're saying with physical words. 38% of human communication is tonality, the tone of voice that a person uses. Tells you much more than the actual words themselves. See, I knew what meant when my mother used to say, Anthony, it meant more than my name. Right? And 55% of communication is physiology.